Fun phone tape number 30. Jeffy gets pregnant. Tape to play October 20th, 1975. Hi, I'm Stu!
You are bald.
You will move your executive shit.
No, I said it for you. You don't have to say it.
Evelyn is?
Go ahead, say it.
Say what?
Vod Vod, production number 30 for playback on October 20th.
And here we go. You guys don't have to do anything until the door opens.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Set.
Stu, I'm telling you, I'm scared to death of my doctor. I refuse to go in for my yearly checkup.
Jeffy, you're crazy. There's nothing to be afraid of. I just had my checkup last week, and there's nothing to it.
Nevertheless, I'm not going in there.
Why are you a chicken shit? Look, how about if I go in there first, hmm? I'll go in, get examined again, and then you'll see there's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, maybe if you go in first.
Good, I'll be right back.
Mr. Funphone, what are you doing back here? I just examined you this past week.
Yes, I know you did, Doctor. I brought Uncle Jeffy in for his yearly checkup, and I told him that I would go in first and show him there's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, frankly, I'm glad you came in first. Meet Dr. Doctor. This is Stu Funphone.
Nice to meet you.
Doctor Doctor?
No, Dr. Doctor. D-O-K-T-R. With a name like that, you can't expect me to collect garbage.
Well, that depends on who you're treating.
You have quite a sense of humor. No, you see, I am a psychologist, and we would like to perform a little test.
Test? What kind of a test?
We'd like to perform a test on your friend, Uncle Jeffy. I'll have Dr. Fish examine him, and then after he completes the examination, Dr. Fish will tell Uncle Jeffy that he is 2 months pregnant.
Dr. Fish? Where's the baby due, Doctor?
No, not me. Your friend will be told that he's pregnant.
Oh, no, you gotta be kidding. He won't believe that. Although then again, he might. He's scared to death of doctors, and he'll probably believe everything you tell him.
Splendid. We want you to go along with our plan, and then we want to observe his behavior for a few weeks. Get the idea?
In other words, as far as I'm concerned, Jeffy is pregnant.
Exactly, and don't let any of your friends know that you're in on the experiment. We'd like to watch their behavior, too.
Okay, doctors, I'll send him in.
In that case, I had better make myself scarce. If he sees me, he might get suspicious. Thank you, Stu, for your help.
There, now you see, Jeffy, there's nothing to it. Now go on in.
Ah, but Stu!
Get in there! I guess all I can do now is wait. Well, it's about time, Jeffy. What'd the doctor say? Are you okay? Jeffy? Jeffy, are you all right? Jeffy? Jeffy, why don't you say something?
Mama, Dada, Gugu.
Huh?
I don't believe it! I don't believe it!
You don't believe what? What?
Stu, I'm with child!
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me, Jeffy.
What your friend is trying to say is that he is 2 months pregnant.
Jeffy? Pregnant? But that's impossible. How could Jeffy be pregnant? He doesn't even have a boyfriend. I mean, a girlfriend. And even still, how could he...
Uncanny as it may seem, I submitted a test and the rabbit died.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
You don't believe it? How about me? I never had a childbirth before. What do I do? What do I do?
Mr. Funphone, I will prescribe the same medicine for Jeffy that I do for all mothers of future children.
Watch it, Buster.
Yeah, Jeffy's just a plain mother.
Shut up.
Watch for the symptoms coming to all pregnant, people. I'll be checking in from time to time to see how he's doing.
Come on, Jeffy, let's go home.
Wait a minute. Aren't I supposed to be off my feet or something? Are you going to do all the housework like Rick Ricardo did on I Love Lucy? I wonder what I should name the baby. Shouldn't I?
Just keep up the act for the next couple of weeks, Stu. We'll be checking in from time to time to see how things are progressing.
I just hope you guys know what you're doing.
Don't worry. We want to see how what we've told your friend will affect him.
Hey, Stu! I just saw Jeffy moaning down the hall to the elevator. Is he sick or something?
No, he's only pregnant.
Oh, okay, as long as it's nothing serious. Pregnant!
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later, Fluke. See you later, doctors!
All right, Stu.
Stu, how could Jeffy possibly be pregnant? I mean, it's physically impossible.
But it's true. Jeffy is 2 months with child.
But what can we do about it? How can we help him?
Well, we really can't do anything. But I really feel sorry for all the fun phone callers.
Why?
Because they're going to have to wait until next week to see what happens.
Poor baby.